$1.50, and burger baskets are just $4. See you at Fumbles.
Friday mornings, the movie critic, entertainment editor of the River City's Reader, Mike Schultz, joins us here live in the studio to talk about movies. He's absolutely heartsick over what poor Sandy Bullock is going through.
Yeah, how about that? Interesting article I read the other day that 8 of the last 12 best actresses, have you heard about this?
It's a curse.
Get divorced or broke up with their significant other within a year.
Is that right? Within a
eight
year?
8 of the last 12.
It started with Helen Hunt, who called Hank Azaria, in her speech, called Hank Azaria the best man I know. Married him later that year. They were divorced 6 months later.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow wins in 1999. She was with Ben Affleck at the time. Two months after she got the award, they broke up. Hilary Swank wins for Boys Don't Cry, and again in 2005 for Million Dollar Baby. After that, she splits from husband Chad Lowe, who she had called my everything during her acceptance speech. Mm-hmm. 2001, Julia Roberts wins for Aaron Brockovich, broke up with boyfriend Benjamin Brett 3 months after she got the award. Mm-hmm. They had been together for 4 years. Holly Berry wins in 2002 for Monsters Ball, called Eric Benet, her husband, just a joy of my life as she made her acceptance speech. The couple split the next year after reports that he cheated. Charlize Theron, who won for Monster, split with her a longtime actor boyfriend, Stuart Townsend, this past January. Reese Witherspoon won in 2006 for playing Johnny Cash's wife in Walk the Line. Well, by the end of that year, she and her husband, actor Ryan Philippe, had split. Mm-hmm. Kate Winslet won last year, Best Actress for The Reader. And just this week, we found out her and Sam Mendes are done. Yeah. So there you go.
Well, that leads me to believe then that these women are awful.
Helen Mirren and Marianne
Cotillard
are the only two.
Uh-huh. How about Nicole Kidman? Did she break up with somebody after she won?
She wasn't with Keith Urban when she won.
So. They're still together, aren't they?
Yeah.
All right.
She
but that's it. It's all the Europeans. The Europeans stay together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Americans,
well,
not
Kate
so much.
Well, Kate Winslet's English, though, isn't
yeah,
it?
And Charlize Theron's South African, so. Okay, well, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Touché.
Well, it's something to be on the lookout for.
Interesting, though. Yeah, poor Sandy.
Be careful what you wish for.
I'm just glad she won. If she didn't win, I mean, how heartbroken would people be? She lost the Oscar and her husband in the same month.
The
Sandy. She's like the cooler version of Aniston, you know.
Well, we have to deal with Aniston here in a bit, but first let's talk about the movies you saw since last time
we really think
talked.
We're supposed to feel sorry for her?
No, you know, it happens.
Whatever. I feel
Do you know what kind of checks she cashed?
Yeah, she's fine. She'll cry all the way to the bank.
I feel a little sorry for her.
She seems like a nice lady. That's all I can say.
Sandra Bullock seems like the kind of actress you go out, have a couple of beers and a burger, and she'd be a good time.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock doesn't put on that air like she's better than you. I like Sandra Bullock.
I'm okay with her, too.
Boy,
I wish she'd make better movies.
I don't have any desire to see any of her movies.
Yeah, right.
She sold you a bill of goods.
Well, you know what?
She's
maybe,
a better actress than...
Maybe she is a better actress. Because she seems like a nice enough person. I wouldn't mind having her as a next-door neighbor.
Oh, I see how you are.
She'd take your mail in if you left for a weekend.
Exactly.
You know? She's
Sandy...
Of course, it would be from 2 years in the past or in the future.
Yeah, my lake house mail. Could you come and get that for me? And
oh,
if
boy.
Keanu Reeves is writing me letters, could you not open them? I'm
boy,
a little embarrassed about what's going on.
I shouldn't be looking at this.
Let's talk about the movies that you saw since the last time we talked,
yeah.
Mike.
Yeah, Green Zone.
Yeah,
the Matt Damon thriller. I was disappointed.
Yeah?
Was this
like the lead up to the war, basically?
Yes, it's all about, it's basically one guy's heroic struggle to realize that, no, we don't have WMD in Iraq.
Yeah.
But it turns into that, it turns into a very strange 80s kind of one man bucking the system movie to bring the truth out when nobody else will believe him. And it ends in this very strange kind of, Matt Damon, he figured it out for all of us type of ridiculous thing. You're like going, really? Matt Damon? He did that? It's well done, but it feels like old news. It's like,
it is old news.
But it doesn't tell you anything you don't know
already.
It's if this had come out 4 years ago, it might have been kind of
so
cool.
So you know, going in or after sitting down for a couple minutes and you figure out what the movie's going to be about, it's like, Well, yeah, you're not going to find any WMDs.
Yeah, that's it.
Please,
not,
you're right about
that. Please don't
spoil
the dramatic ending. You know? There were never weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, it's just disappointing. It's fine, okay. I guess. I didn't care for it, really.
Yeah.
She's out of my league.
She's out of my league.
That was pretty fun.
Pretty
fun. It was okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 90 minutes, you know, with a dweeb who gets with a hottie and can't figure out why.
Right.
Nor can we. Yeah. But it's kind of entertaining. It's got some good people in it. It moves fast. It was okay.
Some good stuff.
She's out of my league. It looks to me like something I'm really going to enjoy on DVD in 3 months.
Yeah.
It's not something I feel the need to go see.
Exactly. Got a good supporting cast. It's got the mom from that 70s show.
Yeah.
Man, she just shows up and I'm happy. You
Deborah
know, it's
Joe
like
Rupp?
Deborah Jo Rupp shows
God
up.
God bless her.
Seriously.
So there's enough laughs in it to make it worth it.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
Didn't mind it.
Yeah.
Our family wedding with Forrest Whitaker and his son with Carlos Mencia's daughter.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Stunningly bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah.
Really shockingly bad.
Like,
so bad
like,
that
like
you
we've
don't.
Got movie
so,
sign bad?
So bad that you can't hate it, though. I mean, just like.
Okay, so you don't hate
so
it.
So inept that you're going, oh, come on, really. There's a scene where a goat runs amok in Forrest Whitaker's house for reasons you shouldn't bother talking about, gets into Forrest Whitaker's bathroom, eats all of his Viagra, humps Forrest Whitaker's leg for about 15, 20 seconds, and then says, call me, and leaves. Except it bleats, kind of, call me, and walks away. And you sit there with your jaw on the ground going, did the goat just say call me to Forrest Whitaker?
That's not a bad
And guy. After that happens, Forrest Whitaker and Carlos Mencia look at each other and go,
that's not
I'm like, no, call the papers. Somebody call, you know, somebody
Do you
and
know
say,
goat is the number one goat. Consumed meat in the whole world?
Goat is?
Goat.
More people
really?
Are going to eat goat today than any other animal.
Someone should eat that
Maybe not that,
one,
that
man.
Goat.
Oh, no. Put that one on a plate.
You know.
Get it off the screen.
So you got to...
Stunning.
Wait a minute. Wait. Is it the kind of comedy, though, where, like, it's like a... Like a scary movie kind of comedy where a goat talking kind of makes sense?
No.
It's just a talking goat.
It's a realistic comedy where there are, you know, little moments of sentimentality and Carlos cries because he's getting rid of his daughter. And I mean,
oh,
yeah.
I didn't know it was
and then
comedy.
All of a sudden... Talking goat. Well, okay. Well, check, please.
Wow.
I'm done now with you.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
Wow.
But not hateful, you know, because
but
it's
not
so
hateful.
Bad.
So not our not licensed to wed bad.
Not licensed to wed bad.
That is
Absolutely.
The standard.
It
That's
really
the
is.
Standard.
It's licensed not even cop out bad. It's
yeah.
it's uh-huh. it's just terrible.
Okay.
And finally I saw Remember Me. I saw the one that we talked about maybe me not going to see.
You did go see it.
I did go see it.
And
it was my favorite of the four.
Wow.
All things considered.
I think this is getting awful reviews.
It's getting awful reviews, and not for not understandable reason, without doing spoiler
alert
type things.
So you like this better than
She's
Out of My League?
Yeah, a little bit. It's not great. Whoa. It's kind of formula and whatnot, but it's well done. But it is getting horrible reviews because it's a 9/11 movie, but it doesn't really tell you that it's a 9/11 movie. It's But you have to be an idiot not to know that it is. It opens in 1991 in New York City.
Uh-huh.
Then they do a title card saying 10 years later. It opens in the beautiful, you know, Manhattan business district
so
and
one of them's
in the middle of summer. And yeah, and it's a tragic love story. You know something is going to happen. And so the people who are saying, "Oh, I can't believe they brought up 9/11. That's just so unfair."
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of tasteless,
Who
but
dies
they're
in
not.
Does she
die? One of them does.
I'm not going to spoil that.
Hang on, we're going to put the show on hold.
One of them does
because I got to know this.
Okay,
we're going to put the show on hold. We'll be right back.
Yeah, the Twilight Kid.
Okay,
there we go.
All right,
but it's.
I didn't turn your.
You're
mic
fooling
down.
Yourself if you don't. Nice.
Sorry, Mike. I hit the wrong button.
It's all
you
right.
just gave
who,
away the
who
movie.
Who listening to the show is really going to go see this?
I turned the pots down and not the mics. Sorry, everybody.
That was so not a
Mike
spoiler.
Mike just ruined the movie for you.
And the fact that they took liberties with turning one of them into one of the hijackers is what didn't.
Right?
Okay.
That's just
that was just like okay. I don't think that's right.
Nor is that, to be honest.
Oh, Darren.
That's okay. Now they're taking liberties.
There
let's,
you go.
Let's change gears.
Indeed.
And talk about the movies opening up today. Repo Men.
Yeah.
We've been down this road, haven't we?
This is not
it just feels like
it's
it.
It's not Repo Man.
Oh, it's not?
No, Dean Stockwell isn't in this. Or Harry Dean Stanton.
Harry Dean Stanton.
I get my Dean.
And was it Charlie Sheen? Also?
No, his brother.
Emilio Estevez.
Was
yes.
it?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
No, are you guys thinking of Trash Men?
That no, was the, there was a Repo
that
Man.
That was Charlie Sheen
I
and Emilio Estevez.
I think it's Emilio Estevez.
It was a Repo Man.
It was a Repo Man once.
Yeah. Jude Law plays a man who repossesses organs from indebted transplant patients and then goes on the run when he can't make the payments on his own artificial heart.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, okay, I know what this is. Yeah, this is what I've seen. Yeah. Yeah, they're harvesting people.
Yes.
No. Yeah, if you don't make the payments on whatever you got.
Right.
It's like a dramatic version of that Meaning of Life scene, the Monty Python movie, right?
Yeah,
where they come back to get the liver.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Meets Logan's Run.
Yeah.
The guy who does all the chasing and killing now is chased and killed by the people he worked for. I don't know why I'm doing Jiminy Glick.
I'm not sure.
You know who was good in that?
Michael York was very good at Logan's Run.
But he's good in everything.
But then again, he's good at everything.
All right, here's a clip from Repo Man.
Can I just ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think keeps a world like this together? It's not magic. It's not. It's rules. It's people abiding by the terms of the deals that they sign themselves. It's rules. You know what's more important than the rules, though? It's the enforcement of those rules.
That's Forrest Whitaker not being raped by a goat. So,
I like this one better already.
So, yeah. Well, that did sound kind of good.
It sounded all right. It sounded a bit like that scene in The Untouchables where De Niro's got the baseball back. And,
yeah, right. We're all members of a team.
We're all members of a team.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
I got to see. I haven't seen Untouchables in forever.
Yeah, it's still good.
Boy.
Saw it a few months ago.
It holds up pretty well,
does
it?
Up pretty well. Yeah, it's all right.
Also opening today, The Bounty Hunter. Gerard, why is he still making movies? Butler is a bounty hunter.
Oh. He's worth a lot to me.
Thank you. That was my Jeremy Bullock impression. So often I do Jim J. Bullock on the show. We've talked about Sandy Bullock. Jeremy Bullock, now I've done the trifecta.
Oh,
of course, I don't have to tell you, Mike. Yeah. Jeremy Bullock was the original Boba Fett.
Nice.
But now they've...
You did have to tell me that, to be honest.
Okay, but... I'm a sad, lonely Star Wars man.
Now, are
but
they
I've made
be
my
able
peace
to,
with it.
Are they going to be able to save a little bit... saving production costs by using just some of the scenes from the breakup... and
mm-hmm.
and put this
and
that,
the ugly,
white,
and the ugly
naked,
truth you know
walking
just put
naked
them together.
And then you know
it's a mashup movie
yeah.
they weren't ever on the set together. This is just clips of other movies
of other movies that she did and he just kind of acts along with it
right,
you know, like
right.
Where she's walking
right.
naked.
I can't believe you were so rude to my brother at dinner. This is Sparta. That's what I
right.
That's what you'll get tonight when you go see The Bounty Hunter. Gerard Butler, a bounty hunter.
Move yourself.
Ross, we were on a break. The music of the night. Gerard Butler is a bounty hunter hired to track down his bail-jumping ex-wife, played by Jennifer Aniston. Here's a clip from The Bounty Hunter.
Fancy meeting you here.
Yeah. Fancy.
You look great. As beautiful as the day we first met.
I don't know what you're up to, but I'm working.
Oh, working? Me too. And what I do is I hunt down criminals. Idiots who jump bail, specifically.
You are a bounty hunter?
Yep. As much as it pains me to say this, and it really does, I gotta take you to jail. You wanna make a break for it? I will give you a 10-second head start for old time's sake.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not very professional.
Well,
you're a very bad bounty hunter.
You're not a bounty hunter. Do you do that for everyone? Just to make it fun? This isn't an episode of Gilligan's Island. You're supposed to grab these people and take them. That's your job.
You're not a cat that plays with your mouse before
eat
it.
You know?
You're a bounty hunter. Jeez. Jennifer Aniston at some point in the movie will be encased in carbonite making this face. A la Don Geis.
Oh, but
that
the
reference you get.
That reference I do get.
Here but, now, that Roman Polanski movie's opening. I don't have a clip for that.
Yeah.
The Ghost
Rider.
Rider, which looks real good.
Does look good. Getting some insane good reviews,
now, what's
too.
What's this about, Ghost Rider?
Let's see. What do I know?
Nicolas Cage
you and, McGregor
makes a deal with Satan. and he rides a motorcycle in his head.
No, that sounds absolutely wrong.
I'm very confused.
Yeah.
That's not your job to be confused.
It's basically...
Pierce Brosnan wants somebody to write his memoirs. Previous Ghost Rider gets killed. The new Ghost Rider is Ewan McGregor.
Right.
And basically
the CIA tricking Tony Blair into going into Iraq.
Some of that.
But I'm excited. Yeah.
Finally, we have Diary of a Wimpy Kid, which I got to tell you, every clip I've seen for this movie, I've laughed out loud.
Oh,
and
yeah?
I don't know if my brain is turning into mush or what. But this movie seems like it's a kid's movie.
Yeah, okay.
It's a very popular series of books, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Greg Heffley, a wisecracking, undersized middle school weakling, must navigate and survive the travails of an academic year.
Oh, it's like my life story.
Yeah,
I'm very excited.
Maybe that's why I like it so much.
Right?
I see a lot of myself in the Wimpy Kid. Here's a clip. New movie opening today, Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
So look, Mom asked me to give you some advice about middle school. It's real simple. Don't talk to anyone. Don't look at anyone. Don't go anywhere. Don't sit down. Don't raise your hand. Don't go to the bathroom. Don't get noticed. Don't choose the wrong locker. Who am I kidding? You'll be dead or homeschooled by the end of the year anyway. Have a nice day, Tater Tot.
Sage advice from the older brother.
See, yeah, I wish I had.
I couldn't
brother.
Argue with any of that. That's about right.
Could have really used that advice circa 1985, but what are you going to do?
Yeah. All right.
He's Mike Schultz, and he's now off to the movies. Mike,
off I go. Mike. Thanks, guys.
You're going to enjoy a couple of these.
I hope so.
Are you going to see Bounty Hunter?
I am. Yeah, I am seeing Bounty Hunter. Yeah, I have to go. Yeah. I have to go. This might be the new License to Wed. Could I miss it?
Would you like
the
to
most
take...
charmless actors on the planet?
What time are you going to see Bounty Hunter?
I think I'm actually seeing that one. 4:30-ish.
Would you like me to meet you with my Tom Servo and we can just sit and make jokes?
Just
the
meet
whole
me
movie?
With a gun instead.
Yeah, she should really just give it up and just pose for Gossip magazine covers and just call that a career.
Jennifer Aniston,
right?
Yeah.
And just that's it.
Yeah, the
That'd
movies.
Okay.
The movies are just getting in the way. And now the talk is that the two of these have hooked up.
No!
Of course they have.
They've hooked up in real life.
But I'm not sure who to feel worse for in that situation. Yeah. Who do you pity more? Wow.
See? And we've gone
full
circle.
Flip a coin.
We've gone full circle. When Gerard Butler is climbing all over Sandra Bullock, that's when we will call it a career. He's Mike Schultz from the River City's Reader. As always, Mike, thanks for
your time.
Thank
you, guys.
We're Dave and Darren. And this, friends, this is Rock 104.9.